Look out, everybody. It's going to be a hell of a show. I've got visitors today. Say hi.
Hello.
They're eating donuts right now, so we'll let them be. Coming up next, the Hollywood dirt. Guess what we're talking about, boys, Owen and Hudson? We're talking about what Taylor Swift threw in the crowd at her concert. She threw something into the crowd. Can you believe that?
No.
Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we're in a very good mood because it's the last day before Thanksgiving break, and Owen and Hudson are off of school. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I have something to tell you guys about Taylor Swift. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Can you guys not take bites of your donuts right before we go on the radio? I'm trying to talk. Oh, Hudson, don't take another bite. He's got chocolate all over his face right now.
Sorry, it's a head to habit.
It's a day, let me tell you. Okay, guys, so listen to this. Taylor Swift was performing. Sold out show, obviously.
Yeah.
Her heel breaks. Her Louis Vuitton breaks right in the middle of the song Lover. You remember the song Lover? We love that song.
Yeah. I actually forgot that song.
It's okay. It's fine. It's probably for the best. So what does she do? She takes it and she just chucks it into the crowd and says, you know what? Who needs a wardrobe malfunction? Not me. Whoosh. Yes, Hudson. What do you think of that? DZ's...
I wasn't raising my hand.
Oh, I thought you were raising your hand to say
What's
something.
What's a Louis Vuitton?
Great question.
Do you know what Louis Vuitton is?
Well, do you, Hudson?
Yeah.
What is it? Tell us.
Like a fashion company?
It's a shoe.
A shoe.
What is it? It's a brand. And a lot of people wear their heels, right? You hear about women wearing the Louis Vuittons.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. Yes. Yes, queen, as Hudson likes to say.
Yes, queen!
And that's why Taylor Swift is undoubtedly mommy's favorite singer, because she won't let a wardrobe malfunction stop her.
Excuse me? Beyonce's amazing, but we are not pitting these women against each other, Hudson.
No.
We equally like...
Here we go again.
Don't scream, please.
We equally like
Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Look, if you two are going to fight, I'm going to need to take over this show.
That would be fun. And then we could go home.
Yeah, you two go home and stop fighting about who's the best singer.
Because
we all know
Taylor Swift and Beyonce are both queens. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget my favorite things coming up at 7:25. Every single day I tell you about my favorite things. Even Owen and Hudson don't know what it is for today. Every single day. And then I give everybody a chance to win all of my favorite things for the holidays. So good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Owen.
Hi.
Now, you're 12. You haven't been back on the show since you turned 12.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
October 25th was your big birthday. How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Not yet, Hudson. We're focusing on Owen. I know it's hard in this family to wait your turn. I'm one of those people, but hold on. How's it going in sixth grade, O?
Pretty good. It's actually really fun. All my teachers are fun.
Uh-huh. Great.
Like, literally, they're like the best teachers you could ever ask for.
That's cool. And you're like switching classes now. You're about to go into middle school next year. All right, Hudson, how's fourth grade going?
It's going good.
Good. And anything to report out of the ordinary? Normal fourth grade experience, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever normal fourth grade experience is, that's what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you guys are here because the show's going to be wild today. We're going to do a special feature. Instead of what would DZ do today, it's going to feature you guys for something special. Yes, Hudson, you have your hand in the air. What would you like to ask?
Funny sentence.
Can you not put your hand in front of your face when you talk, my love? Thanks.
Hello, welcome to the Microsoft Repair Company.
Okay, he's going
to
quote memes. We're good. I'm going to turn your mic off. He's going to quote memes and YouTube videos
he's
all morning.
He's pretending to be an Indian scammer right now.
Can we talk about something serious, though? Sports you didn't know existed or you didn't know were sports.
Yeah.
Because this has been a problem. We've talked about this on the show. Hudson says, I don't want to do an activity. I don't want to be in any sports. You're both in basketball right now. Basketball has started and you're doing it whether
and
you
it
like
sucks.
It or not. Well, too bad. You're going to do it whether
I
you like it or not.
Two shots last time.
Owen's,
and my glasses totally didn't break.
Owen's glasses broke at the last practice, but
he
made two shots and we got him a new pair. So now, Hudson, you have decided that in January you're going to start a new sport because all you do is complain about everything I put you in. Hudson, what's the sport you're going to start in January?
Bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah, apparently there's a National Bowling League.
There's definitely a National Bowling League. And I didn't even know there are leagues at the high school you're going to go to. There's a bowling league at the high school. There's a team. I had no idea. So if we start you now, Hudson, in fourth, and you decide bowling's your sport, by high school, it'll be fun. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also have a sports league that I didn't know about.
What's that, Owen?
So I was watching this YouTuber called Mark Rober, and he was...
I have a crush on him.
Yeah, mommy, you're weird.
He's so cute, but he's married. Go on, Mark Rober,
He was giving out a warehouse tour, and he stated that there is a national Frisbee League.
There is, and you know, there, you guys,
it's like soccer.
It is
Frisbee.
And you guys didn't know about that either. There's a lot of sports leagues out there people don't know exist.
Next thing we know, there's going to be a national boomerang league, even though boomerangs are Australian and they were meant to hunt people and they can kill you.
Well, Owen, okay, well, that was intense. Owen,
no, but seriously, do not.
Did you know about disc golf? That's another big thing around here. You ever heard of that? That's a huge thing around here too, and other places in the country. But I learned about it in Wisconsin. I'll take you by and you can see them like throwing the disc golf sometimes.
Wow. It's kind of like the game, the backyard game.
Yeah.
Where you throw the ring into the hoop, mm-hmm. kind of like that.
Similar. Oh, that is disc golf. That is where you throw the ring into the hoop. Yes, I believe that's what we're talking about. The same thing.
Okay.
Assuming I'm thinking of what you're talking about. Well, if anybody wants to share their fun sports in Wisconsin that you didn't know were a sport, Hudson's now leaving.
Bathroom.
Okay, good to know. Hudson's got to go to the bathroom, everybody. That's where he's going to be.
I 414. Think if you didn't quote it, they would probably not know.
414-533-1037. Owen and Hudson are here. Feel free to call. We're going to discuss all the sports next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Good morning, my loves. I brought in my babes today because DZ had his baby last Monday, November 13th. DZ and Aaron had baby Danny.
Yeah.
Who we were going to go see, but then I got strep
Danny
throat.
Danny
boy. I got strep throat and we were not able to go over to their house.
We're going to be here tomorrow too.
No, we're not.
No,
tomorrow
we're not.
Is Thanksgiving, Hudson, and we are not going to, nobody's going to be here but the music. Everybody's going to be with their family doing their own thing tomorrow.
So tomorrow is an all music Thursday.
Maybe. Maybe. Unless maybe somebody's on. It's not me. That's all I know.
No,
I'm not on the radio.
There might be ads.
Okay, so whoever texted in, Allie, I'm with you on Mark Rober looking good. Yes. I only learned who Mark Rober was because my children forced me to watch YouTube videos.
I love machines.
Owen did.
And I appreciated that. He's adorable, that guy. So we're talking about random sports because Hudson, you are starting what in January?
Bowling.
You don't... As much as
bowling.
I want to tell Hudson not to yell, he's such a character.
Yes.
It's not bowling, it's bowling.
Yes, queen.
I actually thought it was throw a ball at white pins to get points.
All right, so Owen, who do we have on the phone? Wait, hold on, let me pull up the theme songs. Owen asked if he could introduce the callers. Who have we got with us first today on the phone?
We have Tony and Racine.
Very good job. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, you guys.
How do you like my new hype man over here?
Man, the introduction was way better.
Rude, but okay.
Yeah, it was.
Stop yelling, Hudson.
Okay,
Hudson, stop yelling. Tony, can you tell they're my children? All they do is yell like me.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
You're doing great, Owen. Hudson's the one screaming like me. Tony, good morning. Happy day before Thanksgiving.
Hello.
It's chaos and we love it around here. Tony, Hudson's starting bowling. Owen brought up disc golf. What did you call in to discuss this morning?
So doing motorcycle stunts. Wheelies and
Tony,
all that good stuff.
You know what? We're hanging up on you. Don't tell my kids they're going to be doing motorcycle stunts. Are you trying to get them killed?
I think it's called dirt biking.
No, that's totally different.
Wait, really? What happens
here? If you look up motorcycle stunt, you'll see a whole nother sport that, man, is amazing and fun.
Would you want to do that?
No.
No.
I'm already not the best bike rider.
Welcome to my life, Tony. I give them everything under the sun and they go, nope.
What happens in this motorcycle sport?
What happens?
Yeah.
You get trophies and you can win bikes and sponsorships and
But I'm going to have a heart attack the whole time on the sidelines.
So, what's Transformers were...
It's stunts. It's stunts with motorcycles.
So
it's crazy. Tony's out of his mind. No, absolutely not.
So basically, it's Transformers where car companies give Transformer car companies show off their cars, but Transformers actually wins an award, unlike the critics who think it's...
It's the same thing, but with motorcycles. There you go. It's a lot cooler. So you're going to have to look up motorcycle stunts, because, man, it is cool.
No, he's not. I'm blocking the website on his phone right now. Thank you, Tony.
Isn't it like the thing where
have a great day, Tony.
Guy rides a ram through a ring of fire with a motorbike?
What? I just hung up on Tony because he's giving you bad ideas. Sorry, what?
It's where someone rides on a ramp through a ring of fire on a motorbike.
Yeah, you're not doing that either.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
You're talking like the stuff they do at Cirque du Soleil and the circus. And
You're probably going to be disappointed in me. I have no idea what that is.
That's great. It's better that you don't know. Yes, Hudson, with your hand up before we get to the next caller, because we got to keep it moving.
Speaking of Transformers.
Hudson, no. Stay on topic.
Oh, stay on topic? Good job, Owen. Good producer. Yep. What, Hudson?
Never mind.
It wasn't on the topic, was it? Okay, who's next up?
Never mind.
We have Lori and Cedarburg.
Who won the world? Girls,
Lori, good morning.
Morning.
It's very hard.
Did I say that right? Cedarburg?
Oh, hold on. She's talking. Yeah. You did say Cedarburg, right? What's that? Yeah. Lori was talking to you, Hudson. Sorry. Go ahead, Lori.
You sound like me and my sister when we were your age. I'm the younger one. I was a loudmouth.
Me too. I was the youngest one too, and I was a loudmouth. Hudson looks despondent or depressed right now. He's staring off into the side, mad that we wouldn't let him ask his question. Lori, what sports are you calling to talk about with us?
So mine does involve a vehicle too, but it's not a moving vehicle.
What?
So, you know, I'm really big in jiu-jitsu. We found out there is car jiu-jitsu. So you're sitting in the seats with a seatbelt on. That's how you start, and then you
do
jiu-jitsu while you're in the car.
What? Is this like a video game, or is this for real?
Evaluate. What's jiu-jitsu? What's jiu-jitsu?
Oh, they don't know what jiu-jitsu is, honey. They don't know. It's like it's like a form of taekwondo, right? Or karate-ish. Help me out here.
It's called meditating.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu is kind of like a form of karate. It's martial arts, but it's all ground stuff where you're working on getting you in a position for advantage. And it's a good game for you guys because it's good for smaller people and younger people to get advantage on larger, bigger opponent.
Lori, you and Tony have given my children two ideas in big machine vehicles that are dangerous. Why did I ask you guys this?
Mommy, you ride in a car.
Stationary. Yes.
You ride in a car every day, and you call that a horrible...
Well, the motorcycle one freaked me out a little. I'm not going to lie.
A motorcycle is smaller
Lori,
than a car.
Lori, thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Okay, bye. Who do we have left, Owen?
I just wanted to make the statement. I swear, if the next one is going to be in a big construction vehicle, if the next sport is going to be in a big construction vehicle...
Well, I don't know. Let's find out. Who's up next? Who's up next?
Gosha in Milwaukee.
Gosha in Milwaukee. Good morning, Gosha.
Good morning, Allie, Owen, and Hudson.
Hello.
Hi. All the boys with me because they're off of school before the big Thanksgiving break. What's your idea for us?
So, yeah, I have a 10-year-old son who is in the fifth grade, and he actually loves playing chess. And it's a sport for your brain. It's a really, really cool activity.
Gosha, I have something to tell you. I'm glad you brought that up. Owen got his own chess board for Christmas. And he has been teaching me because I forgot how to play. We have played a few times. And Owen is very into chess. And I told him to join the chess club at school.
Yes. I always win.
Owen, you totally should.
Mm-hmm.
You totally should. Well, there's Chess Federation, Wisconsin Scholastic Chess Federation. I belong to International Chess Federation.
Owen.
There are two leagues.
This is what I'm talking about, Gosha.
In town every week on Saturdays.
What?
Yes.
Okay, yes, hold on, Gosha. I will Google all of this. Thank you so much for letting us know, because this is the kind of things I was looking for. Random things parents don't think about, or leagues, mm-hmm. or things the kid might like if they're not into sports or whatever. And those were great ideas. So thank you, Gosha. We appreciate
that.
Have a good day. Thank you. All right, boys. Hudson's starting bowling. Owen, we may get you into that chess league.
Or super dangerous motorcycle sport.
No, nope, not happening. What is your brother's problem right now? What's his problem? 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Joining me because they're off school the day before Thanksgiving, my boys, Owen and Hudson. Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Why are you in such a bad mood, Hudson?
Are we supposed to be official?
What do you mean, official?
Hudson hasn't had his coffee yet, but...
He what?
He hasn't had his coffee yet.
His coffee yet. Okay. Well, I said normally we do what would DZ do around this time, but you came up with an idea to do instead because...
Actually, it's not an idea. It's just something we did last Thanksgiving, and I was like, ooh, we should do this again.
Okay.
It's a Thanksgiving special.
Oh, is that what we're calling it? Did we do this last year around Thanksgiving?
No, I think it was 2 years, maybe when I was in third grade.
No, because I would have been doing the show alone last Thanksgiving, so it might have been last year. Okay, hold on. So what's the idea is?
It's Ask Owen and Hudson Anything.
Lord help us. You sure you want to do this?
Yep, we're bringing it back.
We're bringing back Ask Owen and Hudson Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Except,
are you sure you want to do this?
Except for bad words, personal things, and...
They can ask personal... Well, I guess
I
not...
Guess
not two personal things.
It.
What if they ask you a personal question about mom? Are you going to tell the truth?
Yes, I am.
Damn it. All right. 414-533-1037. What, Hudson?
I'll just listen.
You don't want to answer? What if somebody has a question for you, Hudson? Hudson, I don't like your attitude this morning. We're going into the Thanksgiving break in a good mood, okay? We're happy. Everybody's excited. Ask Owen and Hudson. Oh, I see the line's already ringing. Okay. Uh-oh. Are you sure you're ready for this next?
Yes.
Ask Owen and Hudson Anything. That's what we're doing the day before Thanksgiving. 414-533-1037. Yikes.
Lord help us.
It's called an audible. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And today I have two special guests in because tomorrow's Thanksgiving and you're off school today. Good morning, Owen and Hudson.
I was just looking at the news and it said this is the busiest flight Thanksgiving in the world.
It's the busiest. Yeah, traveling this weekend is going to be crazy, right? We are going to do, instead of what would DZ do, we're bringing back an oldie but a goodie called... Ask Owen and Hudson Anything.
Yeah.
Sorry, I threw you right in there, Owen. Okay, so we have a lot of people lined up on the phones, mm-hmm. and all of them have questions for you. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I'm a little scared, though, because you guys have big mouths like mommy, and I'm scared of what you're going to say, and I mean that in the nicest way. First up, who do we have?
We have Penelope in Hartford.
Hi, Penelope. Good morning. Oh, wait, not Penelope. Hold on, wrong line. Hold on. Penelope's on two. My bad. Penelope, good morning.
Weppa.
Oh, Weppa. You know, they have an aunt Penelope. My sister's name is Penelope, for the record. We call her Penny, but we have another Penelope in our family. How old are you, Penelope?
I'm 10 years old.
She's your age, Hudson. You okay. guys are the same age. What grade are you in, Penelope?
Fifth grade.
Okay, so a grade up from Hudson, but mm-hmm. same age.
Yeah.
What did you want to ask him, Penelope?
What's something that your mom makes that you don't like, but you tell her that you like?
Oh! Penelope, that's a great question. Be careful what you say, boys. I do force them to eat a lot they don't want to eat. What's the last thing I made that you went, anything?
I don't know. I feel like we're a very big mouth, so we tell you everything we don't like.
That's pretty much true. I mean, I'm trying to think of the last thing you refuse to eat. Hudson refuses to eat a lot of things. Owen will at least try.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I feel like the last thing that you forced me to eat that I didn't want to eat was sweet peas.
Sweet peas.
I hate sweet peas.
That's a great one. Sweet
what?
Peas. Hudson loves sweet peas, Penelope, and Owen does not. So when I pick a vegetable to make at dinner, if I pick sweet peas, Owen throws a fit. However, if I make broccoli, Hudson throws a fit. So,
I hate broccoli.
Too bad. I can't win with you guys. Penelope, thank you for calling.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Aw, so sweet. All right, who's up next for Ask Owen and Hudson Anything?
Ryan in Calabama.
Oh, wait, I wasn't ready with the theme song. I got it now.
I need a theme song when they introduced me. I'm all good with that.
Ryan from Calabama. You guys know Ryan. Ryan, what are you going to ask Owen and Hudson?
Hello.
What's your question for them today?
My question for them for today is, would you rather take $1 million or would you rather get paid $5,000 a month, but you have to donate $1,000 of that to someone in need?
Oh, Okay. So either you take $1 million at once, or you get $5,000 a month and you have to give away $1,000 to people.
$5,000 a month and give $1,000 to people.
The $5,000 a month is for the rest of your life.
Anytime.
High five, boys. Ryan, they picked the right thing. They wanted to donate. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud of you too.
That is what I wanted to hear.
Thank God. Typically, you'll never I got scared.
They say money can't buy happiness, but sometimes money can.
It can help. Did you hear what Hudson said, Ryan?
Technically, you'll never run out of money.
You'll never run out of money. Look at you already thinking about money long term. Smart.
Yeah, I know. I see a lot of investors where it's like a video where like, would you rather take $1 million or a penny that doubles every day?
And what do the investors say? They take the penny that doubles every day.
The brother takes the $1 million with the other guy, takes the penny. And
we
then,
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he saves it. Yeah. I love it. A good story. Yeah. Thank you, Hudson. I would let you tell more, but we're running out of time. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. Have a good day.
Wednesday.
We don't even know what day it is. Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
Exactly.
Happy almost Thanksgiving. Bye, Ryan.
Thanksgiving Eve.
All right, who's up next? Owen, who's coming in next?
Shannon in West Dallas.
Oh, wait, I'm not ready with the theme songs. Give me a second.
You asked me and you're not ready.
I know, it's my fault. I'm the pilot. Bear with me. Bear with me. Ah, Shannon, good morning, girlfriend.
Good morning.
So Owen and Hudson, my kids are in here because DZ obviously had a baby and they're off school today because it's Thanksgiving break. Shannon, you got a question for Owen and Hudson?
Can I actually ask two?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Why not? What the hell?
First one is about the boys. Who is more helpful to you?
Oh, this is a tough one.
It's me, obviously.
Hudson thinks it's him. Owen?
I'll just let mommy speak for herself.
This is really hard, Shannon, because they both help me in different ways. Owen is really good now. Since Owen is the same size as me, now in sixth grade, unbelievable, almost 6 feet tall, he helps me carry the laundry baskets up. He will not even hesitate when I ask him to do things like unload the dishwasher.
Actually, no, I do hesitate because I hate that.
But you do give me a hard time about bringing in the trash cans. And guess who didn't give me a hard time about that? Hudson.
Yeah.
So they have their moments, Shannon, is where I'm going.
Good.
One day one's more helpful than the other.
But the last time
they refused to do something, I threw their shakes in the trash, and they'll never forget that moment. It was not a pretty moment in our house. They came home, they didn't want to help me, and I threw their shakes in the trash. And since then they haven't given me a hard time, have they? they're both looking down. They don't want to talk about. That's not a good moment for them. Shannon, what's the second question?
Since I'm on my my journey, how often does mom cheat on her diet?
Oh, that's a great question because you guys see me eat every day, all day.
Always.
That's a lie.
Mom always cheats.
I'm going to be quiet. Tell the truth.
She is the most valued person when it comes to keto. She is so invested in it. I'm like, mommy, are you eating chicken nuggets? And she's like, no, these are keto. And I'm like, all right. I don't even have to check in the freezer to tell that she's not lying.
She's always
very trustworthy.
I always eat the correct food. I never waver.
Though you kind of do sometimes eat.
I would love to hear when.
You sometimes do eat some foods that are
like what?
Like the pork chips.
Oh, the pork rinds. I can eat those.
They're good.
I can eat those. They're just not the best for your gut. Yeah. That's why I say they're not the healthiest, but they're allowed on my life. It's my lifestyle.
Mommy doesn't
I
eat
never
the healthiest
waver.
Options, but
that's fair. There are things on keto, like I eat bacon. People could argue if that's healthy or not. Some people would say that's a healthy fat, and some people would say it's horrible for you. So we could go back and forth. But Shannon, the truth is, I stick to it. I find replacements for everything, and I never eat their food. They know that, and they never eat mine because it's expensive.
I just found on TikTok an awesome recipe for Thanksgiving I'm going to make. It's a protein peanut butter chocolate pie.
Oh, nice. Well, you go, girl. You had Owen at peanut butter. Well, good luck, girl. I know you're gonna do great. We'll talk to you later. Happy Thanksgiving,
all right.
Shannon.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Who we got next? Because we're running out of time here,
Kelly
boys.
In Sussex.
Oh, my girl. Let's pull her up. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What are you asking Owen Hudson this morning? Ask them anything.
Okay, this is a very easy one. I love Christmas. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh, good question.
Hard one, because I'm not the biggest in movies.
I tried to
Christmas,
make...
Christmas Buds.
Christmas Buds.
No, the dog movie.
So you know the Buddies, the Buddies movies?
No,
Winter Buds?
Sure.
Winter Buddies?
Yeah. That's it? Okay.
But I actually kind of enjoy Christmas Story.
Oh, you do?
Oh, that's a good one.
I didn't know you were into Christmas Story. I tried to get them to watch.
I really could.
I tried to get them to watch Home Alone a few years ago, and they couldn't. They were bored. Isn't that funny? They didn't want to watch it. So, well, maybe we'll try some again this year.
Hello.
Some new ones. All right, Kelly, thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
You guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
All right. And finally, last but not least, who do we have? Last one.
Dan in East Troy.
We got to move it along. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, boys.
All right. Sorry it took so long to get to you. Thank you for your patience.
That's okay. I'm late at work. We know that.
Same. It is. We're going into Thanksgiving weekend now, and we want to know, what do you want to ask Owen and Hudson? Ask them anything. What do you got, Dan?
It's a two-part question. Ooh. What are your favorite and unfavorite chores?
Boom. I like it. Owen, go first, the 12-year-old. Favorite
least
chore? Least favorite?
Unloading the dishwasher.
I'll let you think. Hudson, least favorite chore? Nothing. He likes them all.
They can't think of anything. It's like life's great.
He's got one.
Holding the bag thing outside for mommy while she does her work.
Holding the bag thing while I do my work.
While you cut the weeds.
Oh, he doesn't like to hold the bag when I'm collecting leaves. He doesn't want to be the bag holder for the leaves.
Well, that's an easy job, though.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Okay, what's your second part? Because they're thinking too hard.
My favorite.
Oh, wait. Sorry, what, Owen? Your favorite is?
My favorite chore is differentiating from cleaning my room, because I don't really complain about that. I am an organizer freak.
He says.
Leaf blowing the leaves.
He likes leaf blowing a lot. That's a fun job. Leaf blowing is fun.
I like that one.
All right, Dan, what's your second part?
You don't really want to ride motorcycles, do you? Because that's not safe.
I
do.
See my favorite.
And you literally got to pretend like somebody's out to get you, like, every single second.
Oh! What do you guys think?
I don't want to ride it. Wait.
Thank you. Keep freaking them out. People are going to be... Harley's going to come for me today.
Ask emergency room doctors what they call motorcycle riders.
Oh, Dan. But Dan likes motorcycles. Is that the ironic part?
And I've been put on the ground by a person before, and I won't quit riding.
Well, let's not freak people out the day before Thanksgiving. Yes, Hudson, what's your question, quick?
I didn't get to say what my favorite chore was.
Okay, we'll leave with that, Dan. What's your favorite chore, Hudson? Because we have Allie's favorite things coming up next, and I got everyone's chance to win them, too. He doesn't like any chores.
I'm sorry, I came with this question.
Unloading
the dishwasher. Is your favorite?
Yep.
Consider it your job from here on out, kid. You're welcome. Oh! 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and it is time for my favorite things, something we do on this show every single day around 7:25 for the holidays. Yes, Owen, my 12-year-old, good morning.
This is Christmas music.
It's not
Christmas yet.
Owen, we're already kicking it off. The favorite things kicked off this week, and not only do I give one every single day, I have your chance to win all of the prizes from this week. So, Owen, you weren't on the show with me this week. You were in school on Monday and Tuesday. You ready to hear what my favorite things have been so far?
Okay, here's a little hint. It's really good.
They're really good.
It's awesome.
I showed Owen.
Today's is awesome.
Today, they're all awesome.
Yesterday's, I was so jealous to whoever won that. That was so
awesome.
Well,
they're going to win all of them at once. This is how my favorite things works. Monday on the show, I talked about Fresh Chef Milwaukee. I'm giving you a $150 gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee.
Amazing.
That's amazing. Then yesterday...
They use it for charity.
Yesterday was the Ingleside, and you know the Ingleside well.
I'm so jealous.
Tell everyone why you're jealous.
I love their water park. We always go around the holidays for the lights.
For Country Christmas.
But I absolutely love their water park so much.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends goes to the Ingleside every year, and his mom always tries to hide it, but she's not good at hiding it.
He always knows when they're going.
Yeah.
Well, that was yesterday's. You get two water park passes to the Ingleside Hotel out in Pewaukee. So today is a brand new one. And then you have your chance to win all three of these. Today... One of my favorite things, the Wisconsin State Fair.
I love how you're giving out tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair like 2 months after it's ended.
Well, no. But you don't know what I'm giving out. I'm giving out one Santa sack. You ready for this? It includes 6 general admission tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair next year.
You have to get all your friends to go to the fair.
Yes. Oh, and these are gift ideas. So these are great. That's the thing. Even though the fair was over in August, it's coming back around. So people like these in their stockings. So you get 6 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, a pack of cream puffs, a 6-pack. Plus, you get a bargain book voucher and 150-ticket pack voucher for Spin City. So, we're hooking you up today on Allie's Favorite Things. Today, you get the Santa Sack. How do you win all these things? You go to 1037kissfm.com. Every week, your chance to win all the prizes. And then next week, I'll be calling the winner and saying, surprise, you won all 3 prizes, which is the Wisconsin State Fair, the Ingleside, and Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee. Yes, Owen.
I have 2 things. One, we better not be winning those tickets because me and Hudson, we wasted our infinite Spin City passes.
You did. You used all the Spin City passes, but you should.
And what? You and whoever's winning this, you're getting cream puffs from the reigning cream puff champion herself.
Oh, thank you, Owen, for recognizing that. Because you see my 2 trophies in the studio. I was the cream puff winner at the state fair 2 years in a row.
Isn't there like 3?
I did win 3, actually. You're right. I don't remember.
The third one is somewhere.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, go to 1037kissfm.com. Your chance to win all of my favorite things from this week. Could be you. I'm calling next week. Am I the Jerk is next. I'm a little scared because Owen came up with this one. Get ready, everybody.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM. What an amazing song that was just on. But here we have Am I the Jerk?
Oh, thank you. Owen, I need to introduce you to the crowd. I'm sorry. Owen's like, let me start the break. I said, okay, but nobody really knows what's going on. Hold on. My kids are in the studio, day before Thanksgiving, off school today. Owen came up with an Am I. You came up with a few.
Yeah.
And there was one on your list you wanted to do more than others, which I should be embarrassed by, but it made me laugh really hard. It really did make me laugh. Owen, go on. Today's Am I the Jerk?
Is Mommy the Jerk for having a crush on a 27 million subscriber YouTuber who has a wife?
Oh, really? Really? You had to put it like that?
Yep.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
That I gain everyone's opinion.
Owen wants to know if I'm a jerk for having a crush on a married man. Owen, he's a celebrity on YouTube. I'm not trying to get with the guy. Come on, you're allowed to have crushes. The question is, are you allowed to have crushes on people in relationships? It's fine as long as you don't act on it, Owen. You can think people are good looking, you just gotta behave yourself. That's allowed, in my opinion, but you think I'm the jerk for having a crush on him?
Yes.
Really? Go on.
The weirdest part is that they're kind of the same. They're kind of around the same like body structure.
As who? Who's along?
You.
Me?
And Mark Rober.
Wait. What does that mean?
He's around your age. He's around your height and everything.
So he's my height. Yum. Is that inappropriate? Owen gave me the worst look. So inappropriate. Okay, fine. So he's my height. He's my age.
Uh-huh.
He's a YouTube guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you had him on one day and I said, who's the hot guy? I think he's good looking. Mark Rober. Who cares? Google him if you want. But you're saying I'm not allowed to have a crush on him.
Yeah, that's fine. Just weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what about when Hudson asks me all the time, Hudson, you ask me all the time if I have a crush on like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys have wives. Why can't I just say they're good looking?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I'm not acting on it.
I feel like...
You feel like it's... I should not say I have a crush on anyone in a relationship. Is that fair? Okay, fine. You know what? I'll receive it.
I hope people agree with me because this is the third time I've been on I Am the Jerk and everyone does not agree with me for no reason. So please agree with me.
414-533-1037. Owen would like some backup today. Is his mom a jerk for having a crush on a married man? You come up with quite the Am I the Jerk topics, Owen. Let me tell you what. We will discuss next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. M-I, the jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 look who is the topic of conversation today.
You.
So Owen and Hudson are in here because school's out for Thanksgiving break. And I said, Owen, I need an Am I the Jerk? That's appropriate. I'm not going to pull one of the listener ones today. You don't get to hear those. Tell everyone what you came up with today.
Is Mommy the Jerk for having a crush on a married man who is a celebrity?
He doesn't even know I exist. Actually, making a move on the guy.
You're the second. This Kiss FM is the second most popular radio station in all of Wisconsin.
It's the number one most popular.
The number one is our radio company.
all of us together.
Yeah.
You're saying Odyssey.
Yeah.
No, Kiss FM number one. But we'll have that discussion another day. Okay, who do we have on the phone? Oh, let me pull up the theme songs real quick and we can get moving. Who do we have first, honey?
We have Lisa in Sheboygan.
Oh, my girl. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Well, well, well. Look what Owen came up with today. Thank you.
Please agree with me.
Am Owen, I the jerk for having a crush on a married man from YouTube who doesn't know I exist?
I was hoping I could have been third so I could have grabbed my broom out to complete the sweep because I have a feeling it's going to go this way. But Owen, buddy, she's not the jerk.
Woo!
I'm so sorry. There's a difference between having a crush on someone and trying to
infiltrate their marriage. There's a totally different, totally different vibe. So I kind of tried to explain to Owen, I can be attracted to somebody, but as long as that's okay to go, he's very handsome. But am I trying to break up his marriage? Absolutely not. Cause that's icky. Okay. That's an ick.
I also think that it would be different if maybe it was the roles are reversed for the kids. So I have all daughters, and I don't think that they would feel the same way. So I think maybe it's a son to mother thing that maybe they feel this way. My thought, which is totally okay.
That's fair.
They're your little men in the house. They got to protect you.
Yeah, they don't like it when I have crushes on anybody usually.
I would say that trying to have a crush on someone is. Having a crush on someone who's already married is kind of weird.
It's icky, I guess, but they're a celebrity, so it's a little different. It's not real, Owen. It's like a fantasy. Nobody's trying to get with the married guy.
Never.
That's the excuse everyone says. It always starts off with that.
Lisa, we might have a...
Owen over here.
We might have to have another topic about infidelity another day. Okay. Well, fair enough, Owen. The people that act on it are jerks. How's that? Fair?
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, thank you for calling. She said not the jerk.
Thank you.
Who's next, Owen? Bye. Who's next?
Teresa in Brookfield.
We got Teresa in Brookfield. All right. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good morning.
You can tell me if I'm the bad guy. Owen wants to say, is Mom a jerk for having a crush on a married man?
Definitely not the jerk.
Sorry, Owen. Go on.
With me and my ex-husband had a deal that if I got Tim McGraw for an evening, he could have Faith Hill.
Oh, okay. And you meant it? Yes.
It was never going to happen.
Right. See? You ever heard of a hall
even
pass?
Now, I still have a crush on the late Sean Connery, and my husband now, he has his own crush. Mm-hmm. His was a cartoon character, though. It's odd.
That is odd. Your husband has a... Who's the cartoon character?
I don't remember. It was somebody from the 70s.
He had a crush on some random animated. Okay, fair enough. But you say not the jerk.
Not the jerk. It's married, not dead. We're allowed to look.
Hear that, Owen? How do you feel about it?
I do have to tell you, I had to download the Odyssey app because the last time I called into you, I was on my way to Madison.
Oh, no.
And 2 miles from losing the station.
Oh, no. But you know what? You're in now and you figured it out because I was just talking to my sister about this. I'm like, you can plug in the Odyssey app in your car and just listen you don't even need the radio in your car anymore. You just plug in the app. So,
yeah, a couple weeks ago, I was on my way to Appleton and I don't get the station out there.
Good girl, Teresa. Look at her downloading the Odyssey app so she can keep listening to us. Thank you, Teresa. And thanks for saying I'm not the jerk. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Who we got last? Owen, sorry. I know it's not going your way.
Melissa in Kenosha.
Hey, Melissa. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Wait, do you have a theme song?
Don't worry. Do you not.
Oh, you're not the Melissa that has a theme song.
Phew. No, all right, Melissa.
So, Melissa, we've already had two not the jerks. Owen, present the case. Oh, he's taking a drink of water. What's the case? Is mom a jerk?
For having a crush on a married celebrity.
What do you think?
I think I've got the broom. Not the jerk.
See, you are all girls and you all get it.
We get what?
That this. If I had some men who have girlfriends, then I would be having.
Oh, you're saying if a man had a crush on a married woman, no. He would be the jerk. You're saying?
No.
Talking to the mic.
If a man had a girlfriend that had a crush on a celebrity, they would understand.
Oh, but I don't have a boyfriend, so who cares?
I have a fiance, and
he wouldn't care.
He talks about Emma Stone all the time. Emma Stone.
See, okay, there's
definitely leave me for Emma Stone.
She knows he's not leaving her for a celebrity. Owen, yeah. Owen's like,
never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen, honey. You think? Owen's just staring me down. We're on the radio right now. He's mad because it didn't go his way. Thank you for calling, though. Seriously,
absolutely.
Melissa. Have a great day.
You're
bye. You're upset they didn't go your way again today? Come on.
Yeah.
Mom's not having an affair with anyone. That's icky. Come on, stop. Stop.
I'm turning off my microphone.
He says I can't have a crush on any celebrities. It's here, 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Just me and the boys today. Good morning.
We are finally talking about Thanksgiving.
Owen and Hudson are with me today because DZ had his baby, so he's obviously busy. We're very excited to go meet baby Danny, aren't
we? Congrats, DZ, if you're listening.
He might be listening on the Odyssey app. He said he was listening the other day because there's a lot of feeding going on, a lot of up and down sleeping. It's a lot when you got a new baby. I remember being with you two. You guys were the best babies, though. I got really lucky. But Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and when I talked to DZ, do you know what he said? He goes, I forgot this week was Thanksgiving. That's how they got a baby. They're not thinking about Thanksgiving. So tomorrow, you're going to be with mom.
Okay.
And when I asked you, you know, what you thought about Thanksgiving, what Thanksgiving meant to you, Owen, because you said you really wanted to have a Thanksgiving. I said, what does that mean to you? And you said,
Traveling.
I thought you would say the food. You didn't say that.
Literally earlier.
You got to talk into the mic.
Literally earlier in the show, I was pointing out how on the news it said this was the biggest traveling Thanksgiving ever.
Mm-hmm. And I realized because I don't have any family that lives here. Obviously, your dad lives here, but both of our families have now kind of moved away. We usually travel. We go somewhere for Thanksgiving. I've taken you to Aunt Jenny's in New York, my sister. Mm-hmm. I've taken you to Aunt Penny's in California. And mm-hmm. I've taken you to Grandma and Grandpa's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we do travel a lot when you're with me on Thanksgiving. And even with Dad, sometimes you travel to see aunts and uncles in Minnesota and other cities, right? So I thought that was interesting. But we're staying here this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't prepared any kind of Thanksgiving meal for you guys. How do you feel about that? Do we want to have turkey tomorrow?
No, I don't like turkey.
What? It's Thanksgiving. This is the problem with Thanksgiving. You guys don't like Thanksgiving food. You're no fun. You just want to go somewhere.
I'm the biggest fan of turkey.
Hudson, what is this? What's the one you can't stand? Hudson gets mad when I serve this dish. Go ahead.
Whoa. Cranberries.
Why? You know what? I don't like cranberry sauce either. Ugh, disgusting.
You guys are not cultured.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish, Owen?
Mashed potatoes.
Those are the best, especially from scratch. And I can whip those up with some cauliflower, and you wouldn't know the difference. Trust me.
It's like the brownie trick. You can hide broccoli and brownies.
So good. Yes, Hudson, what's your favorite?
I'm going to tell you the story of why I don't like cranberries, and I'm just going to leave.
Oh, and that's the end of it? Okay, yeah, let's hear quick.
So, the same Thanksgiving that I had cranberries for the first time was the same Thanksgiving that I threw up.
How? Wait, really? It wasn't. Yeah. That was a coincidence, though. You got sick because it's flu season around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You had the flu. Cranberries didn't make you sick.
I've told my story.
Thank you, Hudson. Have a great day. Yes, Owen. Yeah, back to us.
Okay, Hudson's now
on his iPad or whatever.
It's fine.
But I don't think the cranberries did it. He ate an obscene amount of food that Thanksgiving.
Probably. So. And that's why he got sick. Bella in Kenosha texted in and said, make lasagna. I don't like lasagna.
I've never even tried lasagna.
You've had lasagna, surely.
I don't think I have, no.
Surely Nana made it for you sometime.
I've
oh
never
my.
Had lasagna.
I'm not a lasagna person. That's probably why you've never had it. You like pasta.
It's just ravioli and and like.
Well, a lot of dishes are just pasta mixed in with other stuff. I mean, you could have that argument. Okay, so I'm going to make us food tomorrow, and I'm going to make lots of turkey and cranberry sauce. That's what I heard from you guys, right? But somebody texted in and said, cranberries from the can are the best. Favorite thing is deviled eggs or Wisconsin sushi. Ooh, I can make deviled eggs. We love a good
I've
deviled
never
egg.
I've had sushi, and I do like
You've
deviled
had sushi.
Eggs.
You go to hibachi all the time, yeah, but that's not sushi.
I've never had sushi.
Well, maybe we'll try sushi this weekend,
Uh-oh.
Too. So good. You'd venture out, Owen. You'd do it. Let's just say happy Thanksgiving.
It's just fish and rice, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
With some other good stuff. Happy Thanksgiving!
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Welcome to my special guest, 10-year-old Hudson. Good morning.
Hello!
Oh, why am I... Go ahead, say something into the mic.
So, we're talking about Taylor Swift.
We are. Taylor Swift and Drake, because you are my son who loves to discuss celebrity dirt with me, don't you?
Yes.
Listen to this, Hudson. Did you know Taylor Swift and Drake are now tied for the most all-time career wins at the Billboard Music Awards? Both of them have 39 trophies each.
Wow.
So who are you taking? Taylor Swift or Drake?
Taylor.
Yeah. And why are we taking Taylor?
Because.
She's awesome.
But she's better than Beyonce.
Don't talk about the girls like that. Why do you love to start feuds between Taylor Swift and Beyonce? They are
Beyonce's
friends.
Beyonce's better.
They're both awesome. Every day, Hudson looks at me and goes, who do you like better, Mom, Taylor Swift or Beyonce? And I go, they're both bad bees and they're both allowed. We're keeping both of them. They don't have to be against each other. We don't put women against each other like that anymore, Hudson. We've evolved.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
You don't want to hear my speech, my mom's speech?
No thanks.
My girl power speech?
Whatever.
But, you know, we love Drake too, though. Drake's allowed to be in here because him and Taylor are tied. So that's
why. What do you mean?
They're tied for the most amount of Billboard awards ever. They both have 39. That's what I mean.
Right.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
All right.
Did you want to give a shout out quick to somebody at school?
All right. I'm going to give a shout out to Minnie Hudson at school.
I love this. There is a kid called, who's also named Hudson. And that's,
yeah, we call him Minnie Hudson.
I've met his mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not giving a shout out to another person.
Who?
No.
You give somebody a shout out. Come on. What about Mrs. Coyle?
Okay, I give Mrs. Coyle a shout out.
Your teacher. Yeah. Okay, shout out to her for sure. Yeah. All right, there you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, bye.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, even though he just had a baby, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So Owen and Hudson have joined me today. Good morning, Owen.
It's really Allie and Owen.
And Owen, because Hudson has given up. He's over there on his iPad. You and I, you have a whole list of topics you brought to the show today, and I appreciate that. You're a good producer. You want to work in radio one day? I know somebody. I know a guy. It's me, Owen. Anyway, okay, listen.
But you're not a guy, you're a woman.
Fine. Listen, it's an expression. Whoever texted in, by the way, good morning, Allie. How do you make your cauliflower mashed and happy Thanksgiving? I make it just like mashed potatoes, except you do cauliflower. So you boil the cauliflower just like you would boil the potatoes and then throw it all in the same pan. The butter, the cream cheese. You can have it all when you're doing low carb or keto.
You can even put hot sauce in it.
Sure.
It doesn't matter.
Sure. Absolutely. But now we're going to bring up a problem.
I do not recommend hot sauce in your mashed potatoes.
Some people might like it.
Go at it.
Some people might like it. So, Owen, I want to have this argument on the air because I think you're a little out of line. But what's your pet peeve this week with mom at the house? Let's just bring it on the radio. What did I do now?
You spent $500.
Correct.
On a stick.
I did. Correct. And yeah, and it's my money. And I would do it all over again.
Why?
So I came home from my trip to Mexico, and one of my girlfriends had an Air Dyson hair dryer. Do you know what this thing is, Owen? It's amazing.
It's a giant metal stick.
Oh, it's amazing. So when I was in Mexico with my high school friends, I used her Air Dyson. Again, it's a $600 blow dryer that also curls your hair at once. Okay. Now, I know that sounds outrageous, but when you use it every day, Owen, it ends up being worth it. It's like buying a bed. You use it every day. You might use your TV every day. I can make sense of it. This has changed my life. Admit my hair looks better than ever. Admit it.
I remember you saying earlier today that your hair was a mess.
I didn't use it today. That's my point. I got up and brought you guys to work with me. And when I went and bought it, it was $100 off. So I feel like they basically gave it to me, Owen. They basically gave it away.
Yes. Yes. $500, $600.
I know it's crazy. It may be the best purchase I've ever felt in my soul. And that's a big statement. I love the Air Dyson. I don't regret it at all. I don't regret it. So you were making fun of how much money we spend on things.
You
women.
Girls.
It's not just women. Men do it too, though. Yeah,
but you girls spend so much on makeup. That's why they have such expensive makeup, $80 makeup.
You're not wrong.
The only thing that makes sense that girls and also men should buy is purses. They're just so convenient.
Oh, you think men should? What about deodorant? Come on. Let's throw that in there.
Wait, but you know why?
Purses
because
is the one thing.
Men, like, we always don't think about what we need now, and when we're just like, we'll get it later.
Tell me about it.
And then women always have purses, and they're always prepared.
Tell me about it.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
Or I end up carrying everybody's stuff in my purse.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea for you, not me. The Air Dyson was the best purchase I ever made. I got to tell you something. I want to know what your best purchase was. And it can be a beauty product because Owen thinks we go too far, but every now and then you find something. Somebody might call in and say a house product I didn't know I needed. The best amount of money you
spent.
Because
you don't need.
I could use some.
In second grade, you learn about needs and wants.
True. 414-533-1037. We're going to discuss next. I see the phones ringing. You can call in, share with us what your best purchase was. You have no regrets about spending the money. It's rare that I can say that about something so expensive. Like, I would go into debt for the Air Dyson. That's how much I'm loving this thing. We're going to talk to you next. Take your calls and texts. Kiss FM. The texts are phenomenal. Somebody said, "This is Zoila and I love your kid." What do you say?
Thank you.
103.7.
I honestly am treated like a celebrity. And I do not deserve it.
Knock it off. It's Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, he had his baby. Thanksgiving break has already in effect, and you're off of school. So I brought the boys with me today. They love being here. Another text I have to read. Somebody said, "The morning show is better with your boys, Allie. They're hilarious and have no filter." Gee, I wonder where they inherited the no filter, everybody.
Yeah, I wonder where. I wonder.
You guys are definitely characters. So Owen is joining me now because you had a lot to say about the fact that I purchased an Air Dyson for $500, and I have zero regrets.
Stick for $500.
It is a big metal stick, and people want to make jokes right now. I know where you're going. Listen, it was the best purchase ever. I have no regrets. It's probably my favorite thing I bought this year, honey.
Basically, she bought a curler that also dries your hair.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. A big metal stick.
I would do it all over again. I'm telling you. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have first this morning, Owen, since you like to introduce everybody?
Lindsay and Muskego.
Ah, let's turn her up. Lindsay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Did you go see the Jonas Brothers on Monday?
No, I did. I worked. I worked.
How are you going to have the Jonas Brothers as your theme song and you missed it?
I had tickets. Error of my way.
I had tickets and then I found that I had strep throat. So I missed the show as well and I was very upset about it. But nonetheless, here we are back to healthy.
Did you get a new toothbrush?
I did because the doc told me and I'm pumped up with antibiotics. Yeah. I feel like $1 million today.
Yes, for any listeners, if you get strep, get a new toothbrush after 24 hours on the antibiotic.
That's what she said. She's like, don't reinfect yourself.
She's so happy right now because she is very drugged up and the strep throat doesn't even harm her anymore. She doesn't even care.
I don't feel the strep throat. I'm feeling great.
She's not on any illegal ones. She's on medicated ones.
Thank you.
Feels absolutely amazing.
That's a better way to say mom's on prescribed drugs. Thank you, Owen. Thank you. Because this is how rumors get started. Very much so. Lindsay, what have you bought? Because I have no regrets about the Air Dyson, but my kid has a lot to say.
It's been a hot minute since I bought something.
That was a lot for me. That was a lot. I don't go out and spend $500 on something for my hair. That's crazy, but it was the best purchase I ever made.
But I will say, there is girl math, boy math, kid math, adult math.
Oh.
And you must learn this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you ever want to get something as a gift, like let's say you want some new games and they're like $50 a piece, you'd be like, Mom, do you remember when you got the Dyson and it was $500?
Yep.
This is only 10% of that cost.
See?
Think 10%.
It's kid math.
Less.
Mm-hmm.
Kid math.
And do you know what?
Math, we justify every penny we spend. And we're like, oh, we saved $100. Basically, we got it for free.
Listen.
I had coupons that I earned.
Lindsay, this is
the percentage off.
The girl math in this scenario is that it was supposed to be $600. And when I bought it, it was $100 off, which means I basically, they gave it away, basically. Girl math. Thank you very much.
Lindsay.
Done.
Lindsay, this is actually kind of hysterical because I just got a $60 game on my Nintendo Switch.
True.
So it kind of makes sense.
Who are you one to talk?
So think 10 games on your Nintendo Switch is the same price as that. And she uses it every day. Do you use that game every day?
Well,
unfortunately, yes.
In my defense, it is a very, very good game with amazing ratings.
Fine. Whatever. The ratings. That's called kid math. Lindsay's explaining that to you. You just justified it with the good ratings. Kid math. Thank you for calling, Lindsay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Girl math. It's a thing, Owen. It's definitely a thing. Who are we pulling up next? Last but not least.
Amanda and Racine.
Oh, my girl. Amanda, it's just Owen. Hudson's in the corner on his iPad ignoring all of us with headphones on, if I'm keeping it real right now. Oh, he just waved. Amanda says hi, Hudson. Somebody texted in. They said, I love Owen. He's my spirit animal. Look at all the people supporting you right now. Owen, you're on fire. How do you like my girl math? My girl math is pretty on point today, don't you think?
Yep.
Amanda, what have you bought before that you were like, whoa, that was a lot?
So for me, the Fitbit watch, that was a couple $100. I don't like to spend a lot of money, but that thing was like the best thing that's ever happened to me.
What did you buy?
The Fitbit watch, like the watch.
Oh, the Fitbit. The Fitbit.
Yeah.
Ah, because you could track your steps. Yep, absolutely.
Because I used to not like really care about walking and my health. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I can hit my 10,000 steps today. Wow, I can actually sleep. Yes.
It becomes a game, and I get that. And Owen, now that he has gotten a phone, he got his first iPhone this year when he turned 12. Owen does that with his fitness on his phone. They don't do calories with the kids, but they do amount of time. So, Owen, what's your time every day you're supposed to spend walking?
I haven't completed.
I thought it was an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, we've already given up on the fitness app.
You're
never
like
mind, Amanda.
No,
last day.
I'm pretty sure there is like watches that give you money for every mile you walk.
Oh,
and apps on your phone.
Ooh,
oh,
I want that.
I want that too.
I'm in
as well. Somebody texted in and said I bought a Roomba. It was $900. I don't spend money like that, but we have two dogs. It's awesome. It can vacuum while we're gone.
Yeah, Roombas are not a bad purchase.
Oh.
Roombas are amazing. Oh,
I need that.
Oh, that's
I
allowed.
Need that. My dog is always bad with the hair.
So wait a second, Owen. If I go buy a $900 Roomba,
Mommy,
you're not going to judge. But if I buy a $500 Dyson Air for my hair, you judge. What?
Is a metal stick that curls your hair. A Roomba is something that cleans your house automatically.
Oh, I'd rather have good hair than a clean house. What can I say? I said what I said. And I meant it, okay?